And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, production of Fortis Institute. Well, we start in Kansas with Senator Roger Marshall, who is introducing what might be 2024's most unexpected piece of legislation, a bill that defines male and female. As a physician who's delivered over 5,000 babies, Marshall noted that he never thought we'd need Congress to explain basic biology. But yet here we are. The Defining Male and Female Act aims to do what used to be done at the kindergarten level. Speaking of defining reality, the House Oversight Committee has just advanced the Dismantle DEI Act to a full vote. The bill would essentially remove diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives from federal agencies, which apparently caused one Democratic representative to worry that Republicans might quote Martin Luther King Jr. Yeah, that was the only pushback, that Republicans might quote Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That's it. And in Chicago, where there are more red light cameras than any other major U.S. city, officials are puzzled over why Southside neighborhoods seem to receive more tickets than the North Side. One state representative suggested that the cameras might be racist. Sometimes you just don't even know how to respond to this foolishness. No one has quite explained how a machine developed to eliminate human bias has now suddenly managed to learn human bias. Who are we electing, folks? Seriously. The Mountain West Conference is facing a legal challenge after several women's volleyball teams chose forfeiture over competing against a biological male player. Five teams have already forfeited matches, suggesting some athletes still remember what the word female means, even if their administrators don't. Ellen DeGeneres in the news making headlines. She has made good on her threat to leave America following Trump's victory. The comedian has settled in rural England, just 2 hours outside of London, so presumably far enough away from the deplorable American voters, but close enough to film a comeback special if she wants to. Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, continues his crusade to save the planet from the comfort of his government jet. He's told Canadians that fighting climate change should take priority over trivial matters like feeding their families or paying their rent. With nearly half of his constituents just $200 away from financial disaster, this is what he's telling them. But hey, at least they can feel virtuous when they stand in the grocery store checkout line. Britain's National Health Service has developed an innovative approach to healthcare inequality, creating more of it. Their latest proposal would give trans men and lesbians priority access to IVF treatment 2 years ahead of other heterosexual couples. Because nothing quite defines equality like government-mandated discrimination. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.